Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler. Today, our guest is the mayor of Tallahassee, Florida, Mayor John Marks. This is a special show. Mayor John Marks III is the mayor of Tallahassee, Florida. He's a three-term mayor, so it's obvious that he's very popular. We're going to go to some commercials, and then we're going to come back and talk to Mayor John Marks III.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary parties into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers. Defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements, is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his slash her behavior endangers the health.
All right, listeners, we have Mayor John Marks III. He's joined us on Show Talk with Angela Butler on Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Mayor Marks.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the show, Show Talk with Angela Butler. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
All right. Listeners, this show is airing at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time and 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, a different time for Show Talk with Angela Butler, but it will air again at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is its normal hours, so those of you who don't catch this show will be able to listen to it again. Mayor Marks, you are Tallahassee for a three-term mayor. You've been
elected. That is correct.
Okay. You obviously have policies and leadership that Tallahassee, Florida likes. Were you always interested in politics, Mayor Marks?
In a way, yes. As a when I grew up in Miami, and I was involved in school politics, and then when I went to Florida State University, I was involved in student government activities. And when I came back, I went to the Air Force for 4 years, and when I returned, I got involved in the political scene statewide, and eventually it led to me being mayor of the city of Tallahassee.
You attended FSU, Mayor Marks. What degree did you attain at Florida State University or FSU?
Well, my first degree from Florida State University was a degree in business with a pre-law curriculum, and then I went on to law school and got my law degree from Florida State University.
Okay. In what capacity do you work with the University of FAMU within Tallahassee, Florida?
Florida A&M?
Yes, sir.
I don't have any direct capacity that I work in with Florida A&M, but I do work with all of the institutions of higher learning here in the city of Tallahassee, which, of course, includes Florida A&M. And as mayor, I want to make sure that our universities are recognized and recognized appropriately. And, of course, they are an integral part of this community, and we really, really need them to be vibrant institutions and so that our community can survive, our community can grow, and we can take advantage of the opportunities and resources that those institutions have.
Oh, okay. You also are a lawyer.
That's correct.
What specialties does your law firm give? You have a specialty that you do. That's my understanding.
That is correct. Let me give you a little bit of background. In 1979, I was appointed to the Florida Public Service Commission, which is a regulatory body regulating the state's investor-owned telecommunications, electric, gas, and water utilities. And I did that for about 8 years. And after that, I developed a focus in the area of utility regulatory law. And I have further refined that to practice in the area of telecommunications, internet, and utility regulatory law, along with my son, John Marks IV. So we have a law firm located here in Tallahassee, Marks & Marks LLC, and we address issues related to telecommunications, internet law, and generally with utility regulatory law, with an emphasis on smart grid technology. The city of Tallahassee has a smart grid program, and we focus attentions on smart grid technology as well as internet law.
Okay. All right. That's very interesting.
Yes.
All right. Are you a lifetime member of the NAACP? I read this somewhere, and I want to know if it was correct.
Oh, yes. I've been a life member of the NAACP for, I would have guessed 25 years now. I made that one of the first things I would do once I had the opportunity to do that. And I still, as a matter of fact, I just got a notice the other day to make another contribution. I tend to do that. But, no, that is correct. I'm a life member of the NAACP. I also am a life member of the National Bar Association, as well as my fraternity, Omega Psi Phi. So I really think that's important to support those kinds of organizations, and being a life member of those organizations will do that.
You've had a very impressive career. I was reading your bio and everything, your biography and everything, and you have an impressive career. What other boards and committees have you worked on before you became mayor of Tallahassee, Florida, the state capital of Florida?
Well, you know, I believe that I've always been considered myself a public servant that just happens to practice law to make a living. And I believe in giving back to the community as much as I possibly can, using the expertise and the knowledge that I have gained over the years. And so I've served on a number of boards in that capacity. I've been an adjunct professor at Florida State University's College of Law. I currently serve on the board of a company called Friends Benefits Management Company, and as the name implies, it's a benefits management company. I've served on the United Way board. I chaired the United Way campaign here in the city of Tallahassee. I've served on the Arts and Cultural board here in Tallahassee, and several other boards, which I believe are very important. I was on the board of trustees. I'm currently on the board of trustees for the United States Conference of Mayors, as well as the National Conference of Black Mayors. And I have, in the past, been elected to serve as president of the Florida League of Cities, as well as the Florida League of Mayors. And I still am very active in all of those organizations. So it allows me the opportunity to interact with other mayors, with other local elected officials to determine what are the best practices that I can bring to the city of Tallahassee, and maybe even bring some practices to the other communities in our nation.
Yes, I live near Tallahassee, Florida. I'm from Northwest Florida. I'm about an hour and a half from Tallahassee, Florida. I'm going to ask you this question.
Sure.
Since you have such an impressive career and you're a wonderful mayor, but I'm going to ask this. Are you going to run for any other offices other than mayor, such as governor of Florida maybe or senator?
Well, you know, I've been asked that question on a number of occasions, of course, and, you know, politics, I found out, is what I would characterize as a fickle animal. You never know what's going to happen, and I never say never to any opportunity that may allow me to serve the people of my community, the people of my state, and for that matter, the people of the nation of the United States. So if something looks good and I can make a contribution, certainly I will not overlook the opportunity to do so. But right now I am very, very satisfied being mayor of the city of Tallahassee. It offers and affords me opportunities to do some things on behalf of our citizens and be progressive in terms of how we serve our citizens here in the city of Tallahassee. I think we're one of the more progressive cities in the nation, quite frankly. We're on the leading edge of a lot of technology. We're on the leading edge of environmental issues. We're on the leading head of attempting to attract businesses and to our city. We're on the leading edge of supporting our small businesses and those opportunities here and making sure that we have an economy. We're about the business of making sure that all of our citizens are satisfied with the services that they provide. And so we have been, and I will say, I think we have been quite successful along with my fellow commissioners and the city staff that we have, which is really great, in doing a lot of great things, and there's more to come. So to answer your question directly, I want to finish this term in the city of Tallahassee, which ends in 2014, and I would imagine that 6 to 7, 8 months before then, I will make a determination as to whether or not politics is in my future still.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just wondering because, you know, you have a very impressive career, like I've said twice already. And, you know, it's like you can go on to be, you know, even higher than what you already are because you're so popular within Tallahassee and Florida, and you did so many great things for Tallahassee area. So, you know, I know they hate to lose you as a mayor, though. You know.
Well, that's flattering, and I like that, of course, because I've tried very, very hard to make sure that I do the best that I possibly can. And if it has done well for my citizens in the city of Tallahassee and that reflects on me, then great. Then, you know, I will do what I can. As I said before, I'm a public servant. I have been virtually all of my life. I can tell you this. I served in the United States Air Force. I was a JAG officer there, and then when I got out of the Air Force, I was 20.
Mayor Mark, I hate to interrupt. Huh? There's some noise in the background. My listeners are having trouble hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. That was my other telephone ringing.
Oh, okay.
But as I said, I served in the – I've always been somewhat of a public servant. I was in the United States Air Force for 4 years, and then when I returned to Tallahassee, I served on the Public Service Commission for a number of years, and then after that I was in private practice, but eventually somebody thought that I might be a suitable candidate to be mayor of the city of Tallahassee, and I've always wanted to do more, and being mayor has afforded me the opportunity to do so without, quite honestly, having an adverse effect on my family, except that we do have, and I think we need to recognize, we do have elements in our communities now that I would say are naysayers, and
okay.
We have to be cognizant of those individuals. But for the most part, we have a wonderful community, we have a wonderful city, we have a wonderful state, and we have a great nation led by a great leader. And we're going to even be better.
Okay, speaking of the nation's great leader, what are your thoughts and feelings on President Barack Obama? in his second term in office.
I am unabashedly a tremendous supporter of our president, and I have been from the very beginning. I believe he is taking this nation in the right direction. He has proven that his policies are the policies that are best for the people of this nation, and we need to rally behind him and make sure that his policies are put into place and we support him. I'm a believer that once an individual gets elected and the people have spoken, that we need to then rally behind that person. I don't think we need to be in a position where we just simply oppose a leader because we didn't like the fact that he got elected. So, and I've been that way all the time, even in the eras where we elected other governors in this state or other presidents. Once the president or the leader has been elected, we should galvanize and support him. Now, I'm not saying we should do that blindly, but we should make sure, or we should listen to what he has to say, he or she has to say, and because we're all in this together. As has often been said, that we may have come over in different ships, but we're all in the same boat now, and we need to move forward.
Yes, that is true. That is correct. I'm going to ask you this also. What are your points of view on the two senators that have been elected to office in South Carolina and
Massachusetts,
the Republican Senator, Mr. Tim Scott, and the Democrat Senator, Mr. William Mo Cohen?
In Massachusetts?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
They weren't elected, of course. They were appointed to fill vacancies that were left in those particular seats because the incumbent senators decided to move on. John Kerry is now Secretary of State, and the senator from South Carolina has gone on to, I believe, to be head of some sort of a think tank on conservative issues. I think it's more than appropriate that the governors of those two states recognize that African Americans in leadership positions should have the opportunity to be a part of this nation's hierarchy. So I applaud them for the appointments. Whether or not I agree with either one of them politically or not at this point in time, you know, I can't say because I don't know specifically their political points of view. But I think the recognition that there are individuals in our community, in the entire community, that can serve and serve well, I applaud both governors for those appointments.
Yes. They're the first two senators, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, African-American senators, that this is the first time in history, I believe, that two have been elected all at one time. Not elected, but appointed all at one time.
That is correct. There never have been two African-American senators serving at the same time, although we've had African-American senators, Carol Moseley Braun from Illinois, and, of course, Barack Obama from Illinois, and we had Ed Brooke from Massachusetts long ago, and now we have these two gentlemen serving in the Senate and at the same time, which is new. But I would suspect that we'll find a lot of that in the future. The nation is changing. The diversity of this nation is moving. And we will find that the vast majority of Americans will recognize that the nation is changing and that we have to move with those changes. And we have to have individuals who can serve all of the people of a particular jurisdiction, whether it's the Senate, whether it's the House of Representatives, or whether it's being governor, or whatever the circumstances are. We have very capable individuals, and that's what I like about our president. He has recognized that there are individuals in our community who are very capable. His appointments to the Supreme Court of the United States indicates that. Justice Sotomayor,
yes,
an excellent appointment. And so that recognition that we are a diverse nation and that we do have individuals who can serve in various capacities, I think is appropriate.
Yes, very appropriate. All right, Mayor Marks the Third.
Yes.
We're going to go to a small break, give you time to catch your breath.
Sure.
And then we're going to come back and finish the interview, okay?
It'll be fine. I'm here.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes the event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, papers, tours, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily lighting arrays, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
Economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest today is Mayor John Marks III. He is the mayor of Tallahassee, Florida, which is the state capital of Florida, and I hope you enjoyed the interview. Now, let's get back to Mayor Marks. Mayor Marks.
Yes, I'm here.
Are there currently any biographies or books written about you and your career?
No, I'm not that well known that anybody would write biographies or anything about me necessarily. Maybe someday I'll reach that kind of stature, but not at this point in time.
Okay. Have you wrote any books?
Well, I'm in the process of developing an outline for a book.
Okay.
So I have not written any books as of this point. But after a number of years doing what I have been doing, I have got some thoughts. I have some thoughts relating to what it takes to be successful and what it takes to be an appropriate leader. And I often give a speech regarding that, and I've honed it to the extent that maybe someday when I have time, I will sit down and write a book. The other book that I have in my mind is a book of the history of my family. And I like to do that if for no other reason than to have that history put in some sort of a form so that any of my children, grandchildren, or whatever will know what their ancestors were like. So I often just sit down and talk to my mother, quite frankly, who's 92 years old. And she is somewhat of I would call a griot of our family history, especially on her side of the family. So, and I'll give you just a little flavor. My great-grandfather was a man by the name of Oliver Lewis Coleman.
Okay.
Oliver Lewis Coleman started a school for freed slaves in northern Louisiana in about 1887. That school eventually turned into a full four-year college. and was the only HBCU to ever establish itself in Shreveport, Louisiana. And the school survived up until 1952. And there is a rich history there that I'm aware of. And my mother actually grew up on the college campus of Coleman College. It was originally located in Gibson, Louisiana. And there's some other issues, obviously, there's some history there. So I have been gathering information for years related to that particular part of my family. And so hopefully one day I'll be able to sit down either by myself or with some sort of a ghostwriter and put that to paper.
Yes, I'm also interested in writing a book on my grandmother and grandfather. I'm the cousin of James Meredith, third cousin, third or fourth cousin,
uh-huh.
And my grandmother was his first cousin, so I'm also interested, but not writing on him, but on my grandparents who are from Alabama.
I think it's very, very important to preserve it. You know, even if you're not writing it to be a bestseller, you're writing it so you can preserve that history.
Yes.
You need to do that. I have been contacted by Southern University in Louisiana to provide them information with regards to my great-grandfather in Coleman College, and I intend to do that. And there's memorabilia from the college that's out there, and I have some even in my house, so even with me. So it's important to preserve that history.
Yes, it is. It's very important to preserve history because it seems like some of the younger people don't seem to know their history. Not trying to get off your career or anything, but it just seems like some young people don't seem to know their history, like I said. So,
yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How are you celebrating Black History Month, Mayor Marks?
As I always, I make myself available to the community and to various organizations so that they can do kind of what I'm doing with you today, talking about the historic importance of individuals, African-Americans in this country, and letting them know how important, you know, African-American history, Black history is simply American history, and letting them understand that that is what is significant about this month. I'm glad we celebrate it. We celebrate it so that other individuals can understand the significance and importance of, you know, African Americans and what their contributions were to the development of this nation. I mean, for instance, you know, we got this United States Capitol building in Washington, D.C. People all realize that building would not be there but for the fact that slaves built it.
I did not know that.
Oh, slaves built the Capitol building. That building would not be there today but for the fact that, you know, the hundreds of slaves were the construction crews that built that building. So we need to understand that. And the architect of Washington, D.C., or the surveyor of Washington, D.C., Benjamin Banneker, happened to be Black. So there are a lot of things in our history that people should know about, and I think we need to make sure that all Americans, I don't care who you are, understand that that we are rich. And our diversity in this nation really is our strength. And we need to celebrate that diversity and recognize it and honor it. Okay?
Yes, sir. That's true. You are perfectly right. You are very right. Do you ever work with any young people, you know, go do public speaking at the high schools, anything like that, Mayor Marks?
Yes, but not at high schools. Let me tell you what I've been doing over ever since I became mayor. One of my aides, when I first became mayor, said, you know, we need to do a community outreach program. And I said, fine, what should we do? He says, well, what happened, after one of my campaigns, a teacher from one of our local schools said, would you come and talk to my second and third graders? I said, wow, you know, that's a different audience, but sure. So I did that, and at one of our local schools, I went to a class and just talked to them and let them know who I am, what I was doing, and and those kinds of things. And one of my aides said, you know what, Mr. Mayor, we probably should, why don't we expand the program and offer you to speak to other classes?
Oh,
and so I did. Yeah, and so we used to just call up a school and say, you know, would you like the mayor to come out and speak to your second and third graders? And, of course, they would say, oh, wow, that would be wonderful. And then we started getting calls from other schools and throughout the community. And then it has now grown to the extent that I'm not only talking to one or two classes, but I'm talking to the entire second and third grades at a lot of our elementary schools, and I try and do that as often as I possibly can. And what I'm doing is reading to them. I go there, there's a reading program where I encourage these young kids, to read. And I will read a book to them that's selected either by them or their teachers, and I'll read a book to them. And it's probably one of the more satisfying things that I have done over the 10 years that I've been there. And it really truly is, because you go into the second and third graders, and these young people, they accept you unconditionally. They have not been tainted yet with biases or prejudices. They just love you and want you for who you are.
Yes.
And that's a really wonderful feeling. And if you can make them feel good as a result of that, then it's great. So even has gone even further, PBS in Tallahassee has picked it up, and I now do it in conjunction with the public broadcasting system with Martha. Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of Martha the Reading Dog?
Yes, sir. I have.
We do it in conjunction with Martha the Reading Dog. So it really has grown. And let me tell you one experience, and I'll let you go. Let me get off of this. I remember one day walking out of my office, and there was a car sitting across the street with a family in it. And the young kid in that car yelled out, Mr. Mayor, how are you doing? And I often get this from kids. You came to my school and you read to me. And I said, yes, yeah, I did. And the father of this young kid, a little African-American kid, and the father of this young kid said, Mr. Mayor, I want to thank you. My kid is the best reader in his class.
Oh, that was thanks to you, Mayor Mark.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's thanks to me, but the fact that the kid, this kid really enjoys it, and that alone is worth what I have been doing. That's what I've been doing with kids.
All right, that is wonderful. That is great what you're doing. And like I was saying earlier, you obviously have a great success rate with the people in Tallahassee, Florida. And I think it's wonderful that you've been elected for 3 terms.
Well, I appreciate the people of this community for allowing me to serve those 3 terms.
Yes, okay. All right, is there anything else you would like to say, want the listeners, anything else you would like to talk about, Mayor Mark?
Well, I want people to understand that what a wonderful, wonderful city Tallahassee is, number one. What a wonderful state we have, and what a wonderful country we live in. The freedoms that we have and the things that we can do in our city, the resources that we have available to us, we should not take them for granted, and that we should really recognize all the individuals who are in public service for the sacrifices that many of them are making in order to serve. The vast majority of those individuals in public service are doing a wonderful job. The unfortunate thing is there are oftentimes one or two, three, a very small minority, nobody's perfect, no system is perfect, that may get out of hand, and we tend to focus on those individuals as opposed to the individuals that 95-99% of the people who serve publicly who are doing a great job, and we need to recognize those individuals rather than focusing on those who are not serving well. So I am grateful to all those who serve, and I want to thank them, and we're doing the best that we can for our citizens.
Yes, I believe that. I believe you're very sincere about that. And you're right about the diversity in this nation. The diversity in this nation of the different groups, different groups of people who've come to this country, you know, diversity is changing. So it would be nice to see it's nice to see American changing and growing, you know, because I'm in my 40s. And, you know, there are so many opportunities here, especially with the Internet.
Oh, yeah.
So you know, this is a great country.
We have to recognize, but for Native Americans, Indians, Native Americans, we are a country of immigrants.
Yes.
Everybody else came over here from some other country, some other nation, some other continent, but for Native American Indians. They are the indigenous people of this country. So, as I said earlier, now we came over here in different ships for different reasons at different times. But we're all in the same boat now, and we have to recognize that we have to work together to make this country greater than it is now.
Yes, yes, that is true. You are so right on that. Yes, very well put, very well put. All right. Well, Mayor John Marks III, I'm going to start ending the show, and I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. And I thank the lawyer that referred you, you know, that that told me, you know, to ask you for the interview. And I hope you have much success in your political career. And I thank you for coming on the
show.
Thank you.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you.
It was my pleasure. It's a wonderful thing to do on a Friday afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you. The show's going to air again. It's at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to go back and listen to it, you can, if you feel
right.
like it. Okay, it'll be in the archives. Thank you.
Great. And maybe I can. Maybe at some point I can get a copy of it either by tape or whatever, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All
right.
Okay.
All right. Listen.
I'll help. I'm going to have somebody from my staff contact you and see if we can get a copy of the tape of the show, all right?
All right. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
All right. Okay, bye. All right, listeners, we've had on the show today Mayor John Marks III. He is the mayor of Tallahassee, Florida, which is the state capital of Florida. I really enjoyed the interview, and I hope you all did too. And if you want to listen to it again, of course, you can go to the archives on Blog Talk Radio and listen to it again. And I thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. And I also like to encourage the listeners to go out and buy Urban Spice magazine. The CEOs are Reginald Lewis and Terrell Wicker. They're the CEOs of Urban Spice magazine. And it's a good magazine. And I'm one of the writers for the magazine, which I'm very proud of. I'm the health writer. So go out and buy the magazine and cater to some businesses, small businesses. Well, Urban Spice won't be small for very long, but cater to the businesses. All right. Thank you, listeners. Thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Have a good day.